It's been two decades since actress Michelle Pfeiffer, director Stephen Frears, and screenwriter Christopher Hampton combined to bring us the film Dangerous Liaisons. Well, now the trio has returned with Cherie. Here's Los Angeles Times and Morning Edition film critic Kenneth Turan with a review.
Cherie is taken from a pair of novels by Colette and is set in the waning years of France's pre-World War I Belle Epoque. Michelle Pfeiffer plays Leah, an aging courtesan who's thinking of retiring. As she says longingly to her maid, "Is there anything in the world more wonderful than a bed all to yourself?" But then in bursts Cherie, a handsome 19-year-old wastrel. Cherie has been devoting himself to disreputable pursuits, but as soon as he sees Leah, the two begin to flirt.
"Which one are you taking to Normandy with you?"
"I'm going on my own."
"Nice to be so rich."
"You're welcome to come if you like. There's nothing to do there but eat, drink, and sleep."
"Where is this place?"
Cherie and Leah do go off to Normandy together, and that's just the beginning. Pfeiffer and British actor Rupert Friend have excellent on-screen chemistry. His role as the classic brooding and callow youth is more prone to cliché, but the actor brings a level of reality to his performance. As for Pfeiffer, she has an aura around her throughout the film, an air of timeless beauty that is always welcome. But as the relationship continues, her character's sadness and confusion at the turns things take make the actress look increasingly careworn. It's worth noting that despite Pfeiffer's beauty, she's gotten to the age that Hollywood regards as dangerous from a box office point of view. So it's more than a little ironic that Cherie happens to be about a woman whose increasing age is also problematic. This is art imitating life with a vengeance. Especially effective in Cherie are the wordless scenes that catch Leah unawares, with the camera alone seeing the despair and regret that she hides from the world. It's the kind of refined, delicate acting that only experience can provide, and it's a further reminder of how much we've missed Pfeiffer since she's been away.
That's Kenneth Turan. He reviews movies for Morning Edition and for the Los Angeles Times, and we review more movies, including a new Iraq war drama called The Hurt Locker at npr.org.